Remember when I told you that they were doing this kind of stuff? Because they wanted to pass gun control, and I said they were going to do a shooting at a camp or some kind of crazy stuff in the summer to really, really push the envelope. I'm still correct, because the Club Q shooting came out. And they said, gun control. And they actually, it's an LGBT guy. Walmart, gun control. The manager at a Walmart right before the secular holiday shopping season loses his mind, snaps, doesn't shock me. It does shock me that nobody was there to absolutely, you know, smoke this fool as soon as he started taking innocent life. That's what should have happened. But unfortunately, people are disarmed because there's this fantasy, and it is a fantasy, that if we just tell people not to shoot, you know, if, you know, it's kind of like the same liberal fantasy that tell boys not to rape. Well, I agree. I don't want any woman to ever be violated. Unfortunately, there are absolutely evil men out there. So we have to have laws and training, and women need to be proficient in self-defense to shoot that SOB if anything happens. Like, they have these grandiose things. Men should do this. Men should not be... Okay, well, I agree. I am agreeing with you. People shouldn't murder other people. You know what? That's a great point, because that Catholics, Christians, we don't believe in murder. But unfortunately, we're not the only population here. There are others that seek to harm. And so, your rules are not followed by them. And then Biden out here stumbling around. He's like, oh, another shooting. I don't eat my ice cream right now. I don't like this stuff. This year, he signed the most significant gun reform in a generation. Yeah, thanks, Mitch. But that's not nearly enough. We must do more. Joey, you ain't doing nothing. Because there's nothing you do that I will listen to. I'll say that again. Nothing. Oh, we have a bump stop. Nope. Mm-mm. Not even close. But it's just very strange how they have... What is the narrative? What is the narrative? Gun control, mass shootings. So, we have... The Colorado one. And that was good because they were able to, you know, attack Republicans. But as soon as it came out that they went, no. Oh, we have one in Virginia. Okay. If you don't see that, it's designed to scare you into giving your rights away. The only thing it should do if you see that many shootings and you don't have a gun, it should scare you into go buying another firearm. It should scare you into going to a defensive use class with a USCCA or an NRA trainer. It should scare you into buying a box of ammo and at least going to the range and popping some paper targets. The last thing you should do when they try to scare you in this way is tell them, okay, what do you, federal government, want to do to me? What do you, all-encompassing, massive federal government, want to do to protect me from random manager or random LGBT MAP person spread out across 330 million people? I'd like to know that, because you guys can't keep the railway running, because that's about to go on strike. You guys can't keep the highways done, despite the amount of money you pass. You can't do any of these things. What are you going to do, federal government, to protect me, Joe, Joey B, Joe Money? What are you going to do to protect me, bud? What is this thing that you're going to do? All it is, it's going to restrict you, it's going to restrict me. And I don't care how many of these libs lose their minds over it, right? I don't care if they write sonnets. I don't care if they have special after special talking about gun violence. It don't matter because you guys are letting black kids massacre each other every single weekend in major metropolitan cities. I'll say that again. The federal government and the leaders of those cities are allowing black children, black boys to massacre each other each weekend, and they do nothing about it. They're doing it with regular guns. They're doing it with Glock switches. They're doing it with all this stuff. And they sit back and they go, what? They just record it. Just numbers on a spreadsheet. What is your solution, genius federal government, that just sent another $400 million to the Ukraine? By the way, that's true. They just sent another $400 million to the Ukraine. What is your genius plan? It baffles me that people even consider it. That people even give it a thought. Well, there was another shooting. Okay. And by the way, we don't know. We know he was a manager of a Walmart. We know he was a manager. We don't know the gender. We don't know the race. And folks, all of you people, and I'm not talking to my audience. My audience is a bunch. The few people that listen, you guys are just obviously the most intelligent, attractive people on the planet. But what did we say? Because we know that the Virginia Walmart coward used a pistol. So when you people said, oh, they're just, you know, I don't care if they ban bump stocks. I don't use a bump stock. Thanks, Trump. Can't let that happen. Well, I don't care if they raise the age to from 18 to 21 because I'm 40. Don't let them do it. Don't let them do it. I don't care if they take away the pistol brace. I don't use AR pistols. Yeah, not a great idea. Now they're coming for semi. The next one that will be introduced is semi-automatic pistols. Joe will come out and say, Why do you need 15 rounds in a magazine? Just shoot two in the air and they'll run away. Though they want the Oregon-style gun legislation, which was passed in this last election, where it's, I think, 10 rounds. You have to take a class in order to buy a gun. Let me say that again. In Oregon now, you have to take a class to buy a firearm. And I know, I get people writing me emails. Your obsession with guns is stupid. Yeah, well, you know what, bud? When they take all my guns, they're going to put you in chains, and you could be breaking rocks for the rest of your life. It's never enough for these people. And they will, do not get it twisted. This U.S. government that dropped atomic weapons on innocent populations in World War II, that drone strike as many brown people as they can find throughout the world, they will kill as many Americans as they need to get gun control legislation. I said this back in the beginning of the year. I'll say it again. They absolutely will kill as many of you and I as possible to get their agenda passed. Because the federal government does not exist to take care of you. The federal government exists to take care of itself. Don't get it twisted. They will freeze people out. Anyway, I know I'm going to do a radical transition here, but I just wanted to get some thoughts on the Club Q Walmart gun control stuff that, and you know, they're doing it right now because who's paying attention? They did the shooting in Colorado last week because people were still paying attention and they could get maximum outrage. They're doing this one now, A, because the Club Q shooting is gone, and B, it just kind of continues that news cycle. Gun violence in America. When will it stop? When will gun violence stop? Violence will never stop, gun or otherwise. Because man is fallen. You realize that. They do, but they honestly do not care. I can't wait to talk about this. This is going to be a fun, this is going to be part of our Gun Talk Friday, where this guy, Ronald Klain, he's the White House Chief of Staff. He put out this bullet point. Literally, they liberals, I'm glad my wife ain't, well, we don't really have any liberals to deal with, but they have this talking point sheet that you are to take to talk to your uncle at Thanksgiving. We're going to rip it apart during Gun Talk Friday. But yeah, that is absolutely something they'll do. But that's all right. Because they're going to try it, and it doesn't matter. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's move on. I'm done rambling about that. And I don't want to even talk about Balenciaga. I don't even want to talk about Balenciaga. First of all, designer handbags, I'm a dude. I don't get it. Secondly, the fashion industry has been one of the primary sources of child exploitation for as long as it's existed. Right? The exploitation of young women, at least. So it doesn't shock me that Balenciaga would sneak that stuff in. I mean, but of course, how many times have we talked in this program about subliminal messaging and all these other kinds of stuff? I've talked about it. Mike talked about it. Aaron Parker's talked about it when he has his show Up and Down. You know, much smarter men than I have talked about it. But they exist. They have to have this stuff in their promotions. They have to show who their allegiance is, too. All right. Let me move on a little bit. It is Thanksgiving tomorrow, so let's kind of prop up our mood here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade. That's not all doom and gloom. The whole point of my rambling about the gun stuff is that they can do whatever they want. I ain't listening. So it's very interesting. I may address this later. That, you know, when I had a problem with gays against groomers, it's because now they're trying to redirect the message.